your whip, about to get rockin'. Your smile, about to be poppin'. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Whatever your reason for listening to Carrie and Tommy, you're guaranteed to have a good time. Whatever your reason for travelling, you'll get the lowest price guaranteed when you book direct at choicehotels.com. So go ahead, book it. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Welcome to your Thursday afternoon. How are you guys?
Pretty great. Pretty good.
Oh, you're excited though, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you're like a little kid.
Going to see the big man, Shaq, speak tonight. Accidentally wore a Jordan jacket, but that's fine.
Oh, you can't wear that, can you?
Well, I can't wear anything else. That's all I bought.
How, because you're doing a meet and greet with him.
I'll turn it inside out.
How? Maybe he'll be funny about that.
What is that on the inside of it?
That is it red? Silk. Red that's maroon silk. Turn your jacket inside out and go meet Shaq wearing your silky maroon jacket.
Have I bought a maroon silk lined jacket?
You have.
Good on me.
Yep. That's something that looks like something Bruno Mars would wear.
I've been wearing that for years.
Have you? But no one's seeing that side normally.
Oh, mate,
it's a really different look when you turn it inside out, isn't it?
Yeah. It is.
I think he'd find that funny. I've been watching some of his interviews and he's a very funny man. When's your interview with him coming?
Tonight.
Is it?
Yes, I'm going to be wearing the one in the
maroon
silk jacket.
In your meet and greet, how many questions are you going to get out?
Hey, how you going? And then I like to give other people a go. So
Yeah.
There's other pricks.
I look forward to that exclusive tomorrow.
Bickers, first up on the show, we need to talk about a section of the community who I think are turds.
Okay.
Yes. Are we going to talk about
it? Am I in it?
I actually don't know.
Okay.
I would be amazed if you are, but we'll find out next.
Right. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Mary J.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this afternoon.
Guys, heaps coming up on the show, but this is the most pressing of all the things we've got to talk about this afternoon. I think.
Well, tell it to me and I'll tell you how pressing it is.
I want to talk about scooches.
Excuse me. Hey, excuse me. Hey, excuse me, could you please?
Scooch, chick, get out the way. Get out the way, chick, scooch out the way.
Obviously, chick is not the lyrics to that song. But,
what is?
Yeah.
I've never heard that song.
Yes.
Who sings that song?
That's Ludacris.
Right.
Yes. Because what do you think when I say scooches?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So I was sitting in a steam room because that's my favourite thing to do in the world with a bunch of mostly elderly men.
Yeah, they're always old.
Yeah.
And hairy.
And it's the standard kind of demographic in the steam room, mostly elderly men and then one woman that feels quite uncomfortable and wants to leave.
Yeah.
And so we were sitting there and, you know, there's two tiers, right? And so it's packed.
I've not been in one, so I don't know.
It's packed in the steam room.
Okay.
By the end of it,
two
most
tiers,
of it's not even
so
what,
some are sitting up higher and some are sitting down lower.
And so if it gets hot, too hot, you can go low.
You know, in the onsen in Japan, I sat in one. Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
The wooden steps down.
Yes. But it was packed. People everywhere. We were just crammed in like sardines into the steam room.
Sweating.
And then
up
someone
close
had to get from basically the back at the top. Right? And had to get down and move. And I noticed there are two like direct opposite types of people in this world. And it was pretty much split 50-50 down the middle. And that is half the people scooched a bit and made way for the person to get through. And the other half
are psychos.
Just sat and didn't scooch at all.
No.
Yeah, just sat or stood. And I've now been looking out for it because I thought maybe this is steam room. Maybe they're not getting enough oxygen
to their
brain.
It's the same way when you're walking down what's it called?
A travelator. A footpath.
No, a footpath.
How did you forget footpath?
There's a group of people who move and the group of people that just keep walking and assume you'll move.
Okay, so you know
they're
how you
the
said
same
move.
People. Yeah.
You scooch.
Sorry, scooch.
Yes,
There'll be a group of people that scooch to the side and others that just keep moving forward.
Yes.
And if you keep moving forward, again, psycho.
Yes.
Yes. See, everyone should scooch at all times.
Oh, well, here is my question, because I noticed it at the supermarket as well, and it seemed again to be 50-50 of those who would scooch. They'd see someone behind them and they'd be like, oh, they clearly want to get to the oranges.
Sorry, there you go.
And the other people look at them and go,
Is there a demographic that you've noticed?
No, I haven't. But this is the investigation I want to embark on. I want to know, are you deliberately not scooching or...
Are you just oblivious?
Yes, because if people will call and say, oh, yeah, I don't scooch.
Yeah.
It's my time. You work around me.
Then
that's fine. Yep. And this is a thing that we have to accept as part of our society. But the other option is people are just oblivious to
So in a steam room, wouldn't you get all a bit in your head? Maybe you're not noticing the person that's trying to get past.
No, but that's why I went to the supermarket.
Oh, and
it was still 50-50.
Mm.
Some of the same people too.
What?
Still in their
the
towels.
Steam room?
No. Give us a call, 131060. Are you a non-scoocher and you know it? We'd love to hear why, how, for how long, and all the above. Give us a call, 131060.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this afternoon. And on 131060, we're talking scooching.
Excuse me. Hey, excuse me, could you please...
Scooch, chick, get out the way. Get out the way, chick, scooch out the way.
Yes, we're talking about when you're walking along wherever you might be, and there are two types of people in the world, some who scooch out of your way and some who see you and just go, nah, I was here in this spot first and I'm not going to scooch for you at all.
I'm yet to hear a valid reason why you wouldn't scooch.
Well, this is the question we wanted to put out there. Do people know they're not scooching?
I reckon they 100% do.
G'day, Reese.
G'day, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Are you a non-scoocher?
Yeah, I'm not a non-scoocher, mate, yeah.
Yeah, you're an ass, Reese.
No, don't be like that. We've invited Reese onto our show.
Why wouldn't you scooch, Reese?
Oh, look, sometimes, it depends on the situation, you know what I mean? Like if you're at the shops, you know, and you're waiting in line, and sometimes, you know, and someone's cut in, it's like, nah, mate, no,
we're not talking about Reese, we're not talking about cut in.
But
we're not talking about cut in. These are people with good intentions that just need to get something that you're in the way of between them and that thing. They're not trying to do anything bad. Surely you're scooching out the way.
No, it's a no for me, sorry.
Good on you, Reese. Thank you.
I'm not scooching for Reese.
I want to chat to...
Kathy. Kathy, are you a scoocher?
I'm a scoocher. Sorry, I'm sick, so bear with me.
Oh, okay, of course you are, Kathy. I mean, scoocher, not sick. Why do you scooch?
Because society doesn't really function if we only think about ourselves. Like, Reesey boy. We're not playing walking chicken, you know.
Yes, I know.
Is there any people, Kathy, even though you've admitted you are a scoocher and that is your way of life, is there any people that you won't scooch for?
No, I'll scooch for anyone. They need it.
Good on you.
Oh, Kathy, you sound
but
so sick.
I'm so glad you're talking about this because it's given me the shits for ages.
Me too, Kath. Me and you both, Kathy.
We do pressing issues on this show, Kathy.
That's also because you're sick, though, Kathy. Oh, she's gone.
No, I'm here.
No, oh, it's okay. I thought you dropped off the perch for a second there, Kathy.
I'm really just half deaf as well.
No, you're all right. Have a good one. Thank you, Kathy. Let's go to Bethany. G'day, Bethany.
Hi.
Are you a scoocher or a non-scoocher?
It depends. But for this context, I'm a non-scoocher and I have a reason.
Okay,
Bethany, you sound so friendly though.
I am. This is the thing. I read somewhere on Reddit that depending on the generation and the gender, you can be raised to be a scoocher or a non-scoocher because of entitlement, right?
So talk me through this. Hold on. What do you mean?
So, for example, if you're raised male and in a generation where you are expected to receive more privilege and more respect from those around you.
You won't scooch.
Yeah, it's expected that you won't scooch. And so I decided to put it to the test and be really chaotic and not scooch specifically for that age group of guys.
So when an old man's walking towards you, you don't scooch, Beth?
If I'm feeling really chaotic, yeah. But it's not all the time. It's only when I'm like wanting to test it out. And sure enough, people don't scooch.
So... Beth, I'm a bit confused.
Old men don't scooch.
Old men,
so why should she have to stand aside for an old man? So when an old man's walking towards her, she don't scooch.
Yeah, you're right. The elderly have had it too good for too long.
I like Beth's theory.
Good on you, Beth.
Stephen, are you a scoocher?
Me? No, I'm not. I'm not a scoocher for the footpath.
Oh, what's your rule on the footpath?
Oh, it's sort of like driving on the road, isn't it? You got to stick to your left if someone's... in your lane, you sort of just keep going until they work out what they're doing.
So you won't scooch on the footpath because you're expecting them to indicate and overtake on the right when there's a gap.
essentially, yeah.
Yeah, good. But then what about in the supermarket if you're looking at the herbs and someone's behind you and wants to get to the coriander?
I don't reckon Stephen's looking at the herbs.
Are you looking at the herbs?
Well, I think that's up to the supermarket. Should have made the aisles bloody bigger.
Yeah, good.
Stephen, when was the last time you looked at the herbs?
I'm not that kind of a healthy dude.
Yeah, well, herbs come in all different shapes and sizes. Just ask Carrie about some of the more wackier ones. Good on you, Steve. Thank you, Scooches.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Coming up soon, there's something I'm really into that's going to really surprise you.
Really?
That's next. But first, something I got really into while I was living in London was the new Kardashian series. You know, you've not watched it.
No.
Anyway, it was really good. But in it, it talked about Kim doing the baby bar. Right?
The baby bar.
Baby bar.
Like a bar for babies.
No, like as in.
Oh, I was like, that's genius. Bar, get them hooked legal on booze
bar,
early.
The legal bar, but it must be like a step down. It's the baby bar.
Oh, passing the bar exam.
Yes, but you passed the baby bar.
Oh my God, because then I went to, you know how people do that ballet bar thing? And then I was like, that for babies?
Anyway,
there's a baby bar?
Yep. She's gone on a TV show and she's gone up against Hillary Clinton, right? And Hillary Clinton is like a full-on Harvard-educated lawyer, right, who used to work at a law firm. And they went up against each other on legal questions. And look who came out in front.
Under what circumstances may one use deadly force to defend themselves?
Yes.
When one is being faced with deadly force themselves or one believes that deadly force is imminent.
She was quick.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Isn't that question like when can you defend yourself when someone's coming for you?
Okay. Hillary didn't jump in, did she?
But whose phone rang in the background? That's what I want to know.
I don't know all the answers.
Who's got a house phone? Can we have a listen to that clip again? Have a listen to this ring.
Under what circumstances may one use deadly force to defend themselves?
Yes.
When one is being faced with deadly force themselves.
They need to get better buzzers. Sammy, give us one of our buzzers. What do we use here? No, we say our names, don't we? Tommy. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I got nothing.
The baby bar is a first year law. She's done 1 year law.
Oh, so she hasn't passed.
Yeah, she passed the baby bar.
Oh, sorry. Great.
Stop, just let the woman have her baby bar.
No, I'm trying to understand what the baby bar is.
How many times we said baby bar?
I know. And
I was going to play you how Hillary felt after.
I want to hear the house phone again. Play Hillary.
No, that's not Hillary. Anyway, up next, what I'm into now.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Something's happened to me this week.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm really into sport.
Oh, that's not what I thought it was going to be.
So it started on Sunday night when Carlton was your team, was playing your team, right?
The Mighty Pies.
Now, I have not watched football in about 20 years.
You sent me a message saying that was thrilling.
It was
and
thrilling.
I assumed you'd sent it to the wrong person because I was still jumping around after the result.
Oh, my God.
And then I was like, Carrie must have also been doing something thrilling.
So I tuned into that game when, like, I don't know, your team was 50 and the other team was 71 and then you came and you won by a point. And then Pete Hellier is a big fan of Collingwood, was then telling me, and normally I tune out a bit when he talks about Collingwood, as I do for you, but he persists and keeps telling me. But he was telling me that you were out of the eight for only like a minute for the whole season.
Yeah.
What a stat.
Why is Pete messaging you about
He wasn't messaging me. We were talking in real life.
Oh, sorry.
We worked together, remember?
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Anyway, moved on from that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But then I've become really into what's happening at the Essendon Football Club and the coach is gone and all the stuff with the board.
What did you think of how they treated Rutton? What did you think?
Well, I don't know.
It was appalling, wasn't it?
It was a terrible time of the year to do it.
Yes.
You know, you do it in the middle of the year. You don't do it now when it's about to be trade season and stuff. Like, it's just the terrible time. Then, read this morning, you know Ricardo's leaving McLaren.
Yes.
Oh, he was so disappointed.
Are you joking? He's getting over 24 million.
Oh, he acted disappointed on his Instagram video.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And then Cameron, your golfer, what's his name?
Yes.
Cameron.
Yes, is this about going to the LIV tournament?
Well, not yet. He hasn't said he is, though. Oh, he's coming back to Australia, right? And then by then we should know if he's going to go play.
And
if he goes there, you know that's worth, like, so much money.
I think they said 180 million or something was his LIV golf contract.
Yeah.
Sammy, I'm looking at you.
Am I allowed to speak?
Because I'm looking for a fellow.
No, just look at me.
Sorry, I think it was 180.
You're looking at the wrong person.
What's his surname?
You know, Cameron with the mullet.
Smith.
Anyway.
Golf's great, by the way.
Anyway, I'm really into sport this week.
And golf.
And golf. Anyway, I'm really into sport this week.
Okay.
This
week?
I reckon maybe just this week. Could be a one-week event.
No. The passion that I am getting exuding from you at the moment, I'm not into words. Is that a word?
Exuding. Yeah.
Exuding. It was so much funner when we were just talking about sport.
Yeah, wasn't it? Should we go back to talking about sport?
You can't be this passionate for just a week and then give it up.
Well, in case it is a one night only type of thing.
Yeah, it's the daytime.
I think it might be.
Yeah, it's an afternoon.
Should we just talk sport with our listeners?
Great.
There's some stations that's all they do.
Yes. That's not this one. But
they don't have me, you know.
That's true.
13 10 60. Let's talk sports, and you know.
Especially because this might be the only chance you get to chat to Carrie about sports, because this romance is fleeting, it seems. Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this afternoon.
I'm here to talk sports,
guys. We are doing sport chat with Barry Bickmore over there.
I'm really into sport this week. I'm all over the AFL. I'm all over the golf with Cammy Boy. I'm all over Ricardo and his move from McLaren. It's just my thing this week.
And his move from McLaren.
Isn't that what's happened? This talk, he might go to Haas.
To Haas?
Is that what it's called? Haas. Juddy, you want to talk sport?
Hello.
Hey, Juddy, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, good. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, finals footy.
Oh.
Who do you go for, Juddy? Oh, sorry.
Collingwood.
Good man.
Yeah. Juddy, only thing about Collingwood getting in, though, is it knocks Freo out of the top four, which is problematic.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, yeah, that's
not good. Not for my son, it's not Juddy. He's 14 and he wanted Freo in the top four.
No,
I agree. Yes.
How do you feel about all that's happening at Essendon at the moment?
Well, I think they wanted Clarko quite a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought so too.
Can I just?
I think he was always going to North, I reckon.
Yeah.
Juddy, can I just suggest a question?
What?
Ask him how he thinks.
You just ask him, he's there.
No, it's your segment. Yeah. Ask him how he thinks the Pies are going to go against the Cats.
You just want me to ask that because how are the Pies going to go? Who are they playing?
Cats.
Against the Cats, Juddy.
Yeah, Geelong. Oh, I reckon it'll be a pretty big game, pretty tough game.
Yeah.
But, you know, the way Collingwood have been playing, you never know what can happen.
Yeah.
We could get up, sneak a win.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Good on you, Juddy. Great sports chat.
Do you have any questions? Sorry, can we just go back to Juddy just for 1 second? Mm. Juddy, do you have any questions for our sports expert, Carrie? It doesn't have to be related to AFL. It can be about anything in the sporting world.
Well, no, all I really wanted to know is who do you reckon will win the grand final?
Good question, Juddy. My money is on a Bulldogs. They still in?
Bulldogs.
Bulldogs.
He goes Bulldogs. Collingwood. Why don't you just say Collingwood? Make our caller happy.
This is not just a suck up to the caller segment.
Nah, that would have been much better.
Yeah. Good on you, Juddy. Go Pies.
Ashley.
Yes.
It's not just the boys that can talk sport.
No, it's not.
No. What do we want to talk about?
I want to talk about Daniel Ricciardo being paid out from leaving McLaren.
I know. Such a big payout.
I don't know if he's still, like, despite all the money, I don't know if he's that happy about it because it means he doesn't have a seat for 2023
I know. And it's hard to tell with Daniel because he has the happiest face of anyone I've ever seen. He's always smiling.
Yes.
So it's hard to tell what smile's real and what's a very disappointed man.
That's part of the reason, like, he's the love of my life. So
is
he just doesn't know it yet.
Yeah.
Oh, Ashley, were you shattered when he launched his new relationship on Instagram last week?
Yeah, I know, but I try to ignore it, so it's okay.
Isn't she the daughter of a driver, of a owner of a club or something?
Former F1 driver.
Sure.
Gerber.
I don't want to know too much about it.
Sorry, Ash, it's hard because you've called up for my sports segment, so all I've got is sports knowledge, so it's hard not to impart it.
Sports
you know?
Chat's turned into relationship chat.
I think he could go to Alpine.
Yeah.
That would be ideal. Mm. But
Alpine?
I don't know, I guess we'll see.
Where?
Alpine. The Peen.
Alpine?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's that?
But riding the Peen.
Spelled like Alpine.
Yeah, Alpine.
Okay.
Yeah, it's spelled Alpine, but they,
great. It's former Renault.
Is it?
Where he was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly right. Yeah. But also, Piastri, the Aussie, has allegedly taken the McLaren seat, and Mark Webber, another Aussie, is his agent.
Is Webber an agent for that young kid, Oscar?
So they've taken Ricardo's seat.
Great stuff, Ashley. I've got a quick question. You're a bit over it? Okay.
I reckon I've got one more in me.
Yeah, okay.
Danielle. I'm nearing my end of my ability to chat sports. What are we talking?
We are talking MMA, which is mixed martial arts, specifically the big fight show, the big
UFC
that was on the weekend.
Oh my god.
UFC.
Did you see Parkin defeat Neves?
Did you see the Australian Tyson Pedro first round
I
TKO?
Did. Yep, and Flowers go up again.
Flowers?
Up against Gogo Ladas.
I've got to say, Carrie, the highlight was the pound-for-pound number one fighter in the world got knocked out over the weekend, which means the new number one pound-for-pound fighter in the entire world is an Australian called Alexander Volkanovski. So,
amazing. Alexander.
Woo!
Danielle, should we make Carrie's Sport Chat a weekly segment?
Nah, Danielle, help
we
me.
We absolutely should.
No, you've heard it here first. Because strap in. Next week, same time, same place. See you then.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That's where you're at for your Thursday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Good. Good, good, good. We need to discuss something next.
What's
because
happened?
You said something a few weeks ago that I think you are going to live to regret.
I've said many things I've regretted, so add it to the list.
Well, we were recording at the time of you saying it, and I'm going to bring it to you next, and I think you will have to eat your words.
How do I do that?
Physically, like just roll them up and eat them.
So I've got to then write out the words and eat them. Okay.
Great.
You're a man eating some paper next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
It's time for Bickmore's Musical.
God, it was tricky playing all those instruments at once.
I know. Yes. Did you cramp up there?
I did.
Through?
Lots of fingers being used. So I've got some musical stuff for you.
You've thrown yourself with your own fingering joke. And then you couldn't compose yourself.
Okay, Elton John. Do you remember trash-talking Elton John?
I did not.
You did?
So, Bickers, I can't say this without sounding disrespectful, but Tiny Dancer is one of the great songs. And I think Britney, I'm a genuine Britney fan, but that song is going to be a steaming pile of horseshit.
No, Elton doesn't do anything that's a steamy pile of horseshit. So that there was in reference to the collaboration that Britney Spears and Elton John are doing together.
Yes, that I don't remember that being quite that strong.
Yeah, it was, and that went. Yeah, like
I thought I sat on the fence a bit more.
No,
than that.
You didn't.
I love Elton John so much, but I stand by it.
Now.
I stand by it.
Well, the time has come. The song is out. Elton has debuted at one of his beach clubs he goes to in the south of France.
We should have mentioned I hadn't heard it by
the time. No, you hadn't heard it. Yep. So let's have a little bit of it. So this is his. Britney Spears. Okay. Now, it's hard to hear. It's also hard not to get distracted by his outfit, which Belle and I had a little WhatsApp, producer Belle and I had a WhatsApp chat this morning, and we think that outfit is you at 70.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Matching it looks floral like attire, two-piece.
Looks like a jockey in pyjamas.
Yes.
Doesn't he?
But it's hard, obviously, to hear the song there, so I've got a little bit for you.
Okay.
Here's a little bit of Elton John and Britney's new Tiny Dancer collab.
Hold me closer, Tiny Dancer. Count the headlights on the highway.
This is good. I'm into this.
If we play that on this station, then
we
it's
are.
Fantastic.
Tomorrow.
Then it's great.
Yes. What
I
do you think, though?
All the music we play on this station is fantastic.
We're sending this air check to Elton. This is whether we get an interview with Elton or not.
No, you're not.
No, definitely not. I wouldn't want him thinking I work with a disrespectful man like yourself.
Jeez, I thought that was
going to
be stronger.
Musical news. Mm-hmm. Madonna's daughter, Lourdes.
Oh, God, speaking of horse.
Madonna's daughter, Lourdes.
Sorry,
has
not
got
her daughter.
A new single out. Is this her first single? Her first single called Lock and Key. She's released the single.
That's what you need to do to your old lady.
People on our Instagram don't like when you trash talk Madonna.
I'm just
they get
saying,
very upset.
She needs to stop swearing, and someone needs to take her phone off her and put some underwear on.
Okay. So her daughter's released the single under the name Lola Hole. Which I don't know what that means. Anyway, have a little listen to it. Does she sing it? Is that all? Does she? I know
I
you're telling
singing.
Me she's singing, but I can't really hear her. Okay.
Imagine that. She goes, "All right, guys, I'm going to go into the vocal booth. Are you ready? You've got that. You got that recording? Yep. Okay. Here we go."
In the song, how's this?
Sorry, Lola Hole. Lola Hole. Can you turn up your singing a bit? Oh, no worries at all.
Do you want to know what's interesting about it?
And they all
have
to they're having a chat out there. What do you mean? Whoa, that's, she's saying she's singing. I know she's just blurring words into another very low audible volume.
Play me a bit more again.
And then Lola walks out and goes, anyway, do you get that? And everyone goes, yeah.
Can I tell you a little tidbit from the song, though? Mm-hmm. So, you know how there's been an ongoing feud between Gaga and Madonna?
Nah, but
so,
sure.
Eli was telling me about it.
Why?
Don't you now bow out. What's the feud that's been happening?
So, when Lady Gaga released Born This Way, a lot of people thought it sampled heavily a Madonna song. And Madonna referenced that and said that she found it reductive.
What does that mean?
Ask Madonna, I don't know.
That reduced her to... Is that,
reduction what, just meant, yeah, like taken.
Yeah, basically right. She thinks
but
that
what were you saying about the rap bit or the car and the...
So was Madonna in a bath of milk when she was saying this?
So within the lyrics, there's a bit where she references a famous monologue.
Is this Lola Hole or is
Lola
this
Hole, yes.
Madonna?
Lola Hole. Yes, yeah, so yep. Within the lyrics, she references this monologue that Lady Gaga was famous for and viral for, where she's referencing going to a club, getting on a plane, jumping off the plane, going to another club, going to a club.
And she's incorporated and that monologue
into
her
the
song.
Lyrics, yes. Oh. So it's a bit interesting considering her mother's feud with Lady Gaga.
There we go. Mm. Anyway.
Imagine feuding with a 90-year-old.
Yeah.
What?
I just think, yeah.
No? Yeah. Is it too many? Is that?
It's aging is tricky for a woman.
Mate, you're... Okay, I'll be a better ally.
Careful.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Thursday afternoon, it's Carrie and Tommy.
Because we need to talk about my housemate, Johnny.
Here's Johnny.
No, Sam, no, we only play that when Johnny's here with us.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
I can never get enough of though. I do like that.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'm just talking about...
Johnny.
Bam. I can't imagine playing... a young person that song and going, this was actually a big song. Let's hear it.
Here's Johnny.
No, it's got a lot in it. Reminds me of my Rocket
really?
Stepford.
Sounds 1997. Like it's put together on an an Atari or something. It's like your Rocket Stepford.
I just remember it from our Rocket Stepford.
You had that in your Rocket Stepford?
No, but one of the other groups did, and I remember thinking they're cool.
The guys from this. So Johnny went away for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't...
You missed him, didn't you?
Yeah, I missed him heaps. And he didn't drink a drop of alcohol. He's madly training for a bike ride.
Wow.
He didn't drink a drop.
Did he have to go away from you to be able to achieve that?
Yeah, absolutely. First thing I did was force him into a drink when he got back. And I had the poor guy because he was...
Oh, why did you do that?
Because I wanted to have a drink with him.
I
and
know,
we were going to the pub.
He's not drinking.
Yeah, but he had one drink before we left the house.
And
he was, sideways.
Johnny!
He's like, oh, which pub? And I'm like, it's a new pub, bro. And he's like, oh, I'm not sure about this. Anyway, because he's been working out so much and not drinking, he has lost 12 kilos.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
He didn't have 12 kilos to lose, did he?
Yes, bloody oath he did.
Did he? I mean, not that I've ever looked closely, but he didn't strike me as a guy carrying an extra 12.
You always look with your hands, right? Anyway, he's so happy because it's the first time that he has weighed less than me, right? And I don't care about that, but we would always go to the gym and get on the scales and he would like hold himself up on the filing cabinet and stuff to try and make the scales less.
Oh, my God, and now you're the fatty.
And now I'm the fatty of the group.
Great.
And so he's so happy. And doesn't it give me joy that then when we go out into the world, people are just worried about him.
Oh.
So we went to a cafe
because
this morning,
he looks like he's
been
lost
there
weight.
In 2 months, and the waiter that we know, he came over and he patted me on the shoulder and he goes, Johnny, are you okay?
Oh, no.
And Johnny goes, what do you mean? And he goes,
are you sick?
You know, he goes, cancer. Yes. Oh, no. And Johnny goes, what? No, I'm not. No, mate, I've just haven't been drinking. I've been working out. And he goes, oh, God. And he goes, in that case, you
amazing.
Look great.
Oh, no. But you know what happens when people sometimes lose weight? They look gaunt. Yes. It's like when marathon runners, they lose too much weight and then you're like, oh, it's all now looking too little.
Yes, and we then started laughing because this guy just said this. And so the other waiter who also knows this came over and he goes, thank God. He goes, I thought you were like one more kilo away from having a squeegee and working at the traffic lights.
Oh, Johnny.
Johnny, this is for you, and however long we've got left with you in this world.
Are we still on
now? No, we're gone now. We're gone.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and we're giving you the chance to win a 10K getaway with Choice Hotels. Just head to carrieandtommy.com.au to enter now.
Oh, you can stay anywhere you want.
Yes.
You go like, what about Tamworth?
Hell yeah.
Have you ever been to the Tamworth Music Festival?
I would love to.
Oh my God, line it up, go there, stay in Tamworth. You can go there, you can go to the Marsupial Park that's there, go on the miniature railway. So much fun stuff to do.
And when you're there, Choice Hotels will look after you. You can stay at the Quality Inn Ashby House in Tamworth. It's got an on-site bar and restaurant.
It's got an outdoor pool. Amazing.
Heaven, what more do you need? Book it today. Bickers, coming up, I've got a breast milk update for you.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Now this is a game where you spell a word out one letter at a time. If you know the word, shout. But don't shout too early, because if you are wrong, you're out of the game until we play this song.
Because.
Shall I start?
Yeah.
P.
People.
Out.
Damn it.
A.
Panadol.
Out.
Oh,
not Panadol.
Panadol.
No.
Out. Good though, take a chance.
R.
There's some people just sitting around.
Parents. Out. Out.
Oh, Sammy, you're the only one.
Here we go.
T.
Partake.
Out. Oh. What happens now?
What was it?
Partner.
Oh. Sammy. Oh.
Now, this is a game where you spell a word out one letter at a time. If you know the word, shout. But don't shout too early, because if you are wrong, you're out of the game until we play this song.
You go next.
R.
Radio.
Out. H.
Rhombus!
Rhinoceros.
Rhombus is correct!
How?
How did you know?
This is so many R-H words.
Spell a word out one letter at a time.
Rhetoric,
if you know the word, shout. But don't shout too early, because if you are wrong, you're out of the game until we play this song.
Rhinoceros.
There's a lot of R-H words. Okay, you go, Belle.
You're not wrong.
No, it's
double W.
Walk.
Out.
Oh.
A. N.
Why are you doing so sexy?
It's because I think it's that word. No, it's not. Surely you're not doing that.
Okay, just kidding. D.
Wanderer.
Wandering.
Ooh, two are very...
Wander.
Yes. Oh. Well done.
Hit it.
Now this is a game where you spell a word out one letter at a time. If you know the word, shout. But don't shout too early, because if you are wrong, you're out of the game until we play this song.
Producer Bell.
All right. My word. B. No one. O.
Boisterous.
No. Okay. Out. Okay. See ya.
Boysenberry.
No.
Bottle.
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Because when it is winter in Australia, I don't want to blow your mind, but it is summer in Europe.
Thank you, Einstein.
And you know how everybody who goes to Europe loves to post about it.
Yes,
on
I
Instagram.
Did. Yeah.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did a lot. Yes.
I was very conscious of not rubbing it in, but it's hard not to.
Well, and that's the thing.
And it's funny now that I'm back, I'm really bitter about the people that are over there. Yeah.
And that's the thing. Everybody here gets really pissed off with everybody. Oh, great. The Greek islands must be really, really good. Well, I've just heard the flip side to that story from one of our co-workers who just got back.
From where?
From Europe.
Oh.
And he was flying from London to Dubai, and he sat down in his seat. And you know when the plane is taking off, how no one can come to your seat. Like, the host can't come.
Everyone's sitting down.
So something started happening as he was sitting there in his seat and the planes just started to take off. And he thought, hang on, I'm getting dripped on. From the overhead compartment.
Oh, no.
Carrie Bickmore, what do you think was dripping on him?
Oh, my God, some duty-free alcohol.
Not duty-free alcohol. That would have been fantastic. You could have just fixed it, opened your mouth. Oh, get in me.
What's dripping? It's just water, isn't it? I've had that before where the water drips through the aircon vent.
Ooh, not water, no.
Is it something to do with being overseas on holiday?
I have asked for this thing from you in the past.
Oh, my God. someone's breast milk. Yes. Just someone? In case you've just tuned in, to clarify, before we did this show together, you did call me out of the blue on your other radio show and ask if you could taste my breast milk.
Yes,
very weird on many different levels. And I said I'd check with my agent, which I didn't. No. And I said, he says, no, unfortunately, you weirdo.
You didn't say that to me. You said, look, I thought it was fine, but my agent thinks it's a bit weird.
Oh, my God, someone's breast milk was dripping on it. Oh, my God, stop. Breast milk,
and he's just frantically hitting the call button, but he can't. He's taking off. So
or
for
just grab a baby and put it under.
Anything, right?
Oh, so that milk is worth a fortune.
So for 20 minutes.
That's got a higher value than gold.
20 minutes he gets stripped on. And so when they can finally
and then milk,
to him,
once it's dry, this smells
this man,
so
well, it's got no time to dry because it's dripping constantly. So this man has got he's covered in breast milk.
And there's a hungry baby somewhere.
He's a hungry baby somewhere. And then they stood up and they said, oh, because by this stage also the seat is starting to get a bit wet. And so they put a cover over the seat and say, you'll be right.
And what about his shirt?
For the rest of his eight-hour flight, he sat back down. But
in a
then,
wet shirt.
But then they said they'd move the thing. They hadn't. It just kept. So he sat on a cover on his seat.
Where was the mother and the child?
No idea. But he got out just a man covered in breast milk. He said the seat of his pants was damp.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, when you see
What's
nice
photos. What's
the moral
of the story?
When you see nice photos of a European trip, it's not all good.
Okay.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That's where you're at for your Thursday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Pretty good. I've got a social issue that is troubling me that I want to get to the bottom of because there's a certain section of society that I need to call out.
Great.
And that's going to happen next. But I've just got a bit of fun for you.
Great.
I thought it might make you laugh. Have you noticed my hair?
I have noticed your hair.
Thank you. I got a haircut.
Nice cut.
I thought the applause was coming, Sammy. No, that's fine.
To be fair, I've already said you got a nice haircut.
Yeah, but not with a microphone.
I was
going
to say, so now you're just making me say it on air. Is that all this is? Your hair looks awesome, Tommy. Did you get a haircut?
Thank you, but keep it in your jocks. my name is Tommy Little.
I thought it was Thommy.
So, yeah, but people can't deal with that. People like you. Guess who was getting a haircut after me?
No.
A man by the name of Jack Short.
Funny.
Anyway, that's all. Enjoy
that's
your
so
lives.
Cute. How did you know that?
They told me. They said we thought someone was taking the piss today because our first two appointments were Tommy Little and Jack Short.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the podcast's over, who knows where Carrie and Tommy could be travelling to? Whatever your reason for travelling, you'll get the lowest price guaranteed when you book direct at choicehotels.com. So go ahead, book it.